morning and welcome to the Ancient World Morning Show. Hope you're having a great coffee. It's a bit earlier today than usual and it's still cold outside, almost a bit white frost on the rooftops and clear blue skies. It's a beautiful scenery outside. And the topic today is chapter 8 from the Purgatory. And this is it's a huge transitional moment, and it's one of those chapters when you kind of step back and you have the big overview of the bigger movements in the whole work. And they're still in the Valley of the Princes. You have 13 different princes from mostly the contemporary times of Dante who are then in the valley. And then what is happening in this chapter is that you're getting a scene where you have two angels descending from the heavens, and then a serpent appears and then disappears again. And there's lots of deep symbolism in this. And also remember the framing that this is in the ante-purgatory, so we haven't really started the purgatory. So we're in this place of the whole book where you have those who were late repentants, those who kind of discovered the path in the way Dante is thinking very late in life. So sometimes things are more explicit to make it to comment on the condition of those who are the souls who are still there in the ante-purgatory. So just going to pick out a couple of highlights. So they're sitting on this ledge and they're looking out at the valley, and now they're singing another hymn, which is, so I'm quoting, "Telucis ante," with such reverence and so melodiously came from his lips that I was lost to any sense of self. The rest then, so it's not talking about the whole group of souls, reverently in harmony, joined in to sing the hymn through to the end, keeping their eyes fixed on the heavenly spheres. And now comes a great part with the technique of Dante when he's addressing you as a reader and a kind of meta commenting on the whole book. So he says, "Sharpen your sight, reader. The truth this time is covered by a thinner veil, and so the meaning should be easy to perceive." He only does this one at a time in the Inferno, where he talks about, he suddenly says that, like, sharpen your eyes so you can see the hidden truth in in this little story I'm telling. And then he says, "I saw that noble host of souls who now in silence kept their eyes raised to the heavens, as if expectant, faces pale and meek. And then I saw descending from on high two angels with two flaming swords, and these were broken short and blunted at the end." The flaming swords are a reference to the Garden of Eden when, after, like in Genesis 3, and then Adam and Eve are out of the garden, and then two cherubims are put to guard the garden, and with flaming swords. "Their garments green as tender newborn leaves, unfurling, billowed out behind each one, fanned by the greenness of their streaming wings." So green is a color of hope, and you also have several ways of referencing now the whole kind of the rebirth theme, and also kind of the fertility or the vitality of green as the reed pulled up in the beginning, and just like how nature is rebirthing itself in every spring also. And then one, he's describing the angels, "One took his stand above us on our side, and one alighted on the other bank. Thus, all the souls were held between the two. My eyes could see with ease their golden hair, but could not bear the radiance of their faces. Light that makes visible can also blind." This is also a reminder of the oldest biblical stories, and Moses when his face becomes so radiant that he's shining and scaring people. And then, "From Mary's bosom, of them descend to guard us from the serpent in the veil." Sordello said, "He'll be here soon, you'll see." And then you have a couple of more little comments on the whole journey, when Dante's saying, oh, I replied, I left the realm of grief, that's the inferno, this morning. I am still in my first life, but hope to gain the other by this road, meaning that he's on the earthly life. He wishes to gain the eternal life through doing the whole journey of the book, through purgatory, but also all the way through paradise. And then there's another reminder of the bigger framing when it says, my eyes kept looking at the sky just where the stars move slowest, as within the wheel, the axle moves more slowly than the rest. This is a foreshadowing of the final beatific visions in the paradise, where he sees all the angels are swirling around the center point of light. And then he also answered, or continues, because the guide is saying, son, what are you staring at? I answered him, at those three brilliant torches lighting up all the polar region here. So he's talking about three stars, and those are the theological virtues of faith and hope and charity or love as the main guiding of aims, or the stars and the virtues that is the thing that kind of increasingly now is guiding Dante on his whole journey. And he to me, those four bright stars you saw this morning, who now are underneath the mount, and these have risen here to take their place. So the four stars in the beginning when they're at the beach is the cardinal values, but now the theological, the cardinal virtues, and now the theological virtues are taking the main place. And then finally, we have the scene when the serpent is coming. It's a very charming way of describing it. Along the little valley's open side, a serpent moved, the very one perhaps that offered Eve the bitter fruit to eat. Through grass and flowers slid the vicious streak, stopping from time to time to turn its head and lick its back to make its body sleek. I did not see, so I cannot describe how the two holy falcons took to flight, but I saw clearly both of them fly down. Hearing those green wings cutting through the air, the serpent fled. The angels wheeled around, flying in perfect time back to their posts. And that's the whole scene. So it's very quickly. And then this is also, in a sense, this is happening every day in the Valley of the Princes, as this continuous reenactment of this dynamic. For those who will late repentance, and then as a way of showing that one of the main is both a motivation and a dynamic that is happening with the good and the evil, and then also it's more directly at the end here when he says that a shade is then, or a soul is talking to Dante and say that his hope is this: so may the lamp that lights your upward path find in your will enough sustaining fuel to take you to that enameled mountaintop, meaning the Garden of Eden at the top of Mount Purgatory. So a part of this whole, like this thinly veiled meaning, is then to remind Dante of the good and the evil in the world and the guiding stars of the theological values, and how this is the, it gives you the path to a good life and to understanding more of the world, and which will give you the energy to move along this path and towards improvement and a spiritual rebirth as well. Okay, so that's all for this one, and hope you enjoy some of this. It's kind of lots of foreshadowing of the paradise, and also kind of the theological theme at this point in already in chapter 8 in Purgatory. And it's also then we're about to come to the main gate and into the real Purgatory. Okay, so hope you're still having a great morning, and hope you have enjoyed your coffee or your walk or other morning habits. And as always, just thank you so much for listening, and talk to you again soon.